And 9:07. Well, yesterday we were probably shell-shocked, I suppose is the way to describe it, when we found out there were two new slot holders, in inverted commas, in the Everest. Godolphin had bought the Damien Flower slot, but the Melbourne Racing Club were going to go into partnership with the Australian Turf Club in their slot. And ATC Chairman Matt McGrath joins me. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We were surprised. Were you surprised with the pitch by the Melbourne Racing Club? But I'd heard that pitched originally for the Everest.
Not really. It was. It's such a fantastic concept with the Everest, and we're expecting we get a vast array of contenders wanting to get that vacant slot. So when Racing New South Wales via Peter rang me and said that Melbourne Race Club were one of the contenders and put through a fantastic bid, were we willing to look at selling our slot for 2019? It was a pretty easy decision to be quite honest.
Have you sold the slot or have you sold a portion of the slot?
No, the whole slot. The Melbourne Race Club are the slot holders for 2019. And then post 2019, then we'll review what we do 2019. But in terms of when we talk partnership, we're talking about all Everest slot holders are partners in this fantastic race. So that's how we deem partnership. But in regards to the ATC slot for 2019, it's held by the Melbourne Racing Club.
Matt, were you overwhelmed by the interest in the Everest? I'm talking to Peter Vallandis yesterday. I think there's something like 23 potential suitors for that slot.
It's incredible. We talk with Racing New South Wales through Russell and Peter quite consistently. So we get a really strong feel for the interest in it, but not only just the slot holders and obviously the 23 that threw their hat in the ring, but just for our own hospitality. Our hospitality, I think we're sitting around about 84%, somewhere around that sort of number at the moment in regards to hospitality on the particular day. And then also our ticket sales are well in advance of last year as well. So it pervades across all sectors of racing. Everyone's got an interest in it. And certainly we welcome Melbourne Racing Club's interest in it as well. And we really look forward to working with them.
I believe all the suitors who are after that particular slot, the original slot, were prepared to pay over and above 600, all of them.
I haven't seen all of the offers that would have gone through Racing New South Wales deliberations. So we've just dealt with Melbourne Racing Club in terms of our slot, and they've been happy, and we've come up with an offer that's good value for us and good value for them.
Now, Matt, looking at this realistically, you wouldn't think this is going to be a one-off, would you?
For our slot, do you mean?
Yeah, with the slot, having the Melbourne Racing Club involved.
Oh, look, I would say we'll get through 2019 and we'll see how it works. I'm very, very confident that it'll work really well, and I can see some really good synergies between both New South Wales and Victoria. And generally, it's going to be an incredible race day on the 19th of October, that we're going to have the best in Melbourne, the best in Sydney, and I think across Australia, that all race clubs who are racing on that day will benefit from it. So what will happen post 2019? Look, Jamie Barkley and I will meet with Peter Legrand and Josh Blanksby in the very, very near future, and we'll map out a few things that, it's all about innovation, this race. So we're not going to be frightened about looking at innovation between the two race clubs as well.
The other good thing is that you're not fighting against each other now. You can work out race times to benefit both, to get the turnover going. And I think last year the turnover was just through the roof, wasn't it?
Oh, look, it raised both race days. And I think that's been an incredibly important part of this. The punter interest in it, sitting at the racecourse or sitting in the pub, to be able to watch these races on the 19th, it's going to be extraordinary. So we're going to see a hell of a lot of interest all throughout the day, which I think is going to be exciting for everyone.
For Everest Day, for those who think, gee, I'd love to go, you're doing some more work at Randwick and preparations for more space. On the day this year, will there be more room for more people?
Well, we'll still be around about that 45,000 mark, which we headed to last year. We'll look at how we're still 3 months out. There's a number of different activations that we've got planned, some which are pretty exciting, which we'll hold back for the time being. But generally, we're going to be in around about that number again, which was highly successful. We came off Champs Day 2 with Winks this year, which, again, we tested our numbers, and we were able to fit 45,000 in very well. We can always do better in regards to some of our activations. We take that feedback. But I think we did particularly well slipper 18 versus slipper 19 at Rosehill. And I'd argue the fact that I think we did pretty well at Champs Day 2 and Day 1 this year as well, accommodating people's needs and making sure that, I think we had an extra 600 staff on the day and an extra, I think it was around about 70 or 80 pop-ups for people to buy food and beverage on the day. So we'll accommodate people pretty comfortably.
Matt, you said 45. If you said we have the room, what sort of crowd do you reckon you'd pull? Because you're going to get a lot more younger people going now.
We've always got the infield to activate, but I don't necessarily think we would do that this year. But we just need to look at the ticket sales. Ticket sales currently are running stronger than last year and stronger than the year before. So the actual meeting is increasing in value. We're looking at our days on both sides of it as well to make sure we're increasing those other important race days. But look, we're pretty open on this. We've got the Wink stand, which will be up and running 2020, 2021. That's certainly going to again increase the accommodation on course. So 45, as I said, we can put people in the middle, but again, that's an activation that we really need to think long and hard about.
All right. Well, Peter Legrand's actually online. He's going to come on straight after you, and both of you are very happy gentlemen at the moment.
Oh, well, it's great to have Peter on deck, and as I said, we're looking to head down to Melbourne very, very shortly and map out what we're going to do on that great day, because it's going to be Caulfield Cup is one of my favourite days of the year. And to have the Everest and the Caulfield Cup on the same day. And as I said, we work really, really well with many, many race clubs across Australia. And Melbourne Race Club is certainly just one of those. And we're really welcome on board and look forward to working with them.
Isn't it nice to be working in tandem, teamwork rather than blueing?
Oh, I think it's really important. And at the end of the day, it's important that we've made decisions which are great for New South Wales racing and Sydney racing. But equally, Peter and his team have done exactly the same thing with their Victorian views. So coming together, you're going to create a much better outcome. Yeah. But I certainly understand why Melbourne Race Club have made the decision, and we're more than happy to accommodate it. So it's great to work together. There's no doubt about that.
Terrific, Matt. Good to catch up, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thanks, Matt. Matt McGrath, Chairman of the ATC, Chairman of the Melbourne Racing Club. Peter Legrand, good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Sean.
You must be a happy man, because I said this is far better than blueing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's not what we're about. One of the first things I wanted to do when I came to be chairman last year was to get over all this. So, this is not about throwing mud at each other. This is about building racing right around Australia and creating better race days and better race programs, and giving the owners expanded opportunities. And then, of course, the members will come, the punters will come, and everybody will have a great day. And I just think it's a fantastic initiative from the Melbourne Racing Club. Look, I want to thank Matty McGrath and his team, and Peter Volandis. They've been absolutely accommodating and so open to us, and it's been a fantastic partnership already of what we've put in place for the carnival.
Well, as I said to Matt, you can work your race times, the whole lot. The turnover on this day could be absolutely enormous.
Well, we had increased turnover by about 20% last year, and over the last couple of years when the Everest has been running on Caulfield Guineas Day. So this could be anything. It could increase quite dramatically on this day, and then it'll just get better year by year. So, look, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a one-off at the moment. We're looking at it on a one-off basis and see what happens and see how it all unfolds. We're going to put a lot of effort into it with our team and our marketing and everything else, and I know Matt and his team are too. So, it'll be just fascinating to watch how it rolls out.
Now, you said this year, but before that, you let slip a phrase. It'll get better year by year. This is like a government tax, Peter. Once it's there, it's not going away.
You never let up. I owe you a few from a few years back. We'll wait and see what happens. It is a one-off at the moment because the slots are sold basically on a three-year term. So, look, we're not committed to that at the moment. We just want to see how this rolls out. But if it's this huge success, as you quite rightly point out, it'll be very hard to knock back in the future. So let's hope it is a huge success and that we can build a terrific partnership with New South Wales, because that's what we're about, is expanding racing and making it more entertaining for everybody. And that's what we want to do.
You've got a spread of races over about a six-week period from August 17. You've got the Regal Roller 1200, the 17th, 31st, the Heath over 1100, September 29, the Testarossa 1200. A lot of opportunities for horses from anywhere in Australia to go and showcase their wares, either to showcase them or try and get into the final, the Scalacci, and win that slot.
Well, you just don't know what's going to come out of this, do you? And already I've seen Eduardo has been mentioned, Brian Park has mentioned it this morning, the jockey who rides it, and said they'll be aiming for the race. Look, I was in the UK recently, and I spoke to a number of trainers, and Charlie Appleby told me, I said, you've got some good ones coming down this year. And he said, I'll start, he said, with the Underwood Stakes Day, which happens to be the test of Rosser over 1,200. Now, who knows? Charlie could even come in and have a go at that. So he'll read this and get the information very, very quickly. So it'll be very interesting to see what unfolds in the next week or two from owners and trainers' perspectives. There's a huge challenge here. If the international owners want to bring horses, they will. But we think it's probably more localised. But, gee, it's going to be fantastic. Fantastic for Victorian racing, fantastic for New South Wales racing. And just imagine on the day, on Caulfield Cup Everest Day, the attention of all the people around Australia, punters and the like, on our two race meetings.
Well, you've got the great sprinters going around the Everest. You've got the great stayers going around the Cup. It's just going to be unbelievable.
Oh, you want to, don't bring 20, bring plenty. If you want to come to the course and have a bet.
You've always shown a bit of dash. What sort of comment have you had from the Mini Valley Racing Club and the Victoria Racing Club, Pete?
Yep, well, I spoke to both Don Casbolt, chairman of Mooney Valley, before the announcement. I thought we owe them that. I'm great mates with Don, and he was very supportive of the whole concept and the idea, and I appreciated that. And I spoke to Amanda, and she congratulated me on our initiative.
Well, that's good to see that they've got behind, because, I mean, there's been friction in the past.
Yeah, they have, but we haven't created that. We've always been very, very supportive of New South Wales, and we've never once have we ever complained about the Everest being run up against the Caulfield Guineas. In the 2 years that has happened, you've not heard one negative comment from the Melbourne Racing Club.
Yeah. Well, mate, congratulations. It's common sense, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is common sense. And as I said to you, you know, I had a chat with Matty McGrath when I was in the UK. We had dinner together, and I said, you know, we've got to do something about this. And look, it's unfolded, and we're looking forward to working with Matt and his team. As he said, he's going to come down to Melbourne and meet with our team in the next week or two, and he's got to put some dates together. He's giving me some dates. We'll put that together, and I tell you what, Sean, it'll be one of the best days on the Australian racing calendar ever.
And it'll continue on, Peter, you know that.
Thank you, Sean, for keep repeating that.
All right, you said it. Good to catch up. Chairman of the Melbourne Racing Club, Peter LeGrand. Pete, good luck and congratulations on showing the dash.
Thanks, Sean, and thanks for all your support.